We're the ants that ruin the big government's picnic. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning and joining us from the 5th Congressional District office where he represents us as Congressman Bob Good. Good morning, Congressman Good. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for taking some time out with us. Crazy times. I was talking with Attorney General Jason Miaris and then Secretary of Education Guidera, and they were telling me about the Biden administration is holding hostage school lunch money if, you know, the state schools won't enact transgender policies, allow boys to compete in girls' sports and things like that. We've got to stop this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know how much longer the American economy. And meanwhile, I was at a gas event yesterday where we lowered the price of gas by a dollar and change. And there was a line, you know, a half mile long line of people who are like, gas is too expensive. Are the people on the left missing the point? They're still doing transgender school policies while people's groceries are up 10% and their electricity is up 40% and their gas has doubled in price.
Joe, if there's anything that illustrates how radically extreme, how evil the left has become, it is their policy on transgenderism as it applies to children in particular. I was just reading today about the Boston Children's Hospital and how they are becoming the leader on doing irreparable physical harm, mutilation, abuse to children at increasingly younger ages to reverse their, or to give the appearance at least of physically of reversing what they are, who they are as a, from a gender standpoint, from a sex standpoint. Just a horrible, horrible thing to do, that it would be legal to do anything like that to a child, that someone that wasn't 18 years old. It's unbelievable what the left has become, that we would remove body parts from children or change body parts on children because they're experiencing some confusion where they need help and support to help them understand they're perfectly made in the way that God made them. And it's unbelievable what the left has become on this issue and how it's permeating so much of our society. It's permeating our military, our education system, our healthcare systems, and those entities or individuals who present themselves to be health experts are the ones leading this charge on the left. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I think about Gloria Steinem, who, you know, long into her post-menopausal ages, wrote a column where she said, you know, I do kind of miss the idea of I see people with children, I have friends with children, and I never had children. But now these are children who are going to grow up physically incapable of ever knowing that kind of joy of having a child, raising a child, whether it be as a father or a mother. And I just think that there's a dark agenda when I read some of the stuff in the climate change and it's about population control, and we're going to create a generation of children who are completely physically incapable of creating another generation because we've removed those parts when they were 10 years old because they wanted to be in the cool group. It's troubling to me. I mean, I don't have a problem per se. I mean, I'm one of those people who believes your sins are yours, my sins are mine, and I'll have to answer for mine. You'll have to answer. I'm not going to gain any points by making you believe something different. But, you know, at some point, you know, physical mutilations, this is Joseph Mengele kind of stuff.
Well, we are promoting transgenderism on children in schools. You know, when we come in and we say, hey, you get to choose what gender you are. And wait a minute, I thought I was a boy. I thought I was a boy. Well, maybe I'm not. My school is saying maybe I'm not. Maybe I get to decide. Maybe I get to wait to choose. And now you're telling parents, let's don't pronounce the gender of our child when they're born. Let's wait until they get to a certain age and we'll let them choose themselves as we raise them gender neutral. It's unbelievable. The assault on values, the assault on families, the assault on biblical truth, it's so harmful to our culture and our society and to our children. And to maim them physically, to do irreparable harm to them physically, to sentence them to a life of pain Now, almost all children will find themselves the right way from a gender standpoint if we allow them just to, with support, to work through that situation. Now, I think it was Bill Maher who said it really well. He said, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody cut off my leg and cut out one of my eyes so I could wear the eye patch.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do that to me when I was a child. It's unbelievable the way that we're treating not just responding to a child if they're confused with the wrong kind of messaging to reinforce that confusion, but actually promoting that and suggesting to children that, hey, well, you know, maybe you're not what you think you are, and you get some time to decide what you are. Let's follow the science. Why do we not follow the science of sex and gender? There's two God-created sexes, and we all know that physically. It's for the perpetuation of the human race, of course, Joe, as you said. And this is an unbelievable, blatant, explicit demonstration of who the left is, who the radical left is. And that's why I think they're going to get trounced in November.
Well, you know, and that really becomes the next question. What parts of this, and I was talking to Yesley Vega the other day, and I said, you know, are you ready to go? Because we watched, you know, the swing and the miss of the Paul Ryan Congress when finally presented with a president that would sign a repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and they were like, how many times they had voted in favor of something, they couldn't dust off one of the bills they had already voted in favor of. I worry that, you know, that the Inflation Exacerbation Act is permanent, and we're going to see these green bills that are going to do nothing for the ecology. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to make the ecology worse by, you know, mandating all these solar cells and batteries that are going to have to be disposed of at some point. Can we get rid of it?
I think you make a great point, Joe. You have reason to be suspicious, skeptical, concerned. Will Republicans follow through on repealing, undoing, turning back the clock, making the strong, bold, aggressive, right kind of change as the Democrats have done in the wrong direction? You're right to be concerned about that. The hope that I would put out there is that I think the American people, and I think the Republican base, and I think many of the newer Republicans have wised up, and I think are more up to the challenge. The Republican Party in Washington is changing, and you've seen that with the nomination battles. You've seen while these rhinos have gotten defeated, when you've had Republicans put into the same districts in West Virginia or Illinois, and you had incumbent against incumbent, the conservative Freedom Caucus candidate won, the Trump-backed candidate won. Then you've seen many of these rhinos who, you know, opposed the Republican agenda and work with the Democrats have been defeated in these primaries by new challengers. And all of these Republican candidates who are running, the Hung Cows, the Yesley Vegas, and so forth, all across the country, they're hearing the same thing you and I are hearing from the Republican base, those who are electing them on the transformational change that they want. And now you can't go up there and then betray us and do what Republicans have done for decades. So I'm hopeful, Joe, that we will have a fresh new surge of Republican conservatives in this Congress that will give us the numbers we need to force real change when we get the majority. Right to be concerned. I'm concerned too, but I am hopeful.
Well, and certainly the economic issues are the thing that we're going to have to turn around the fastest. Is that even possible anymore, considering how much funny money the Fed has been printing, Bob?
Well, it's essential, more essential than ever. You know, you say, hey, is it possible? It's going to happen one way or another. We're going to have a financial reckoning one way or another. Yes, I do believe it is still possible for us to do it the right way and to begin to cut the spending, to attack mandatory, you know, we call it mandatory. Well, we're the ones who get to decide whether or not it's mandatory. So we're the ones who can change whether or not it's mandatory. The way we have grown Medicaid, Joe, in just these last couple of years during the China virus, my estimate that I'm seeing is costing us somewhere in the range of $50 billion a year just for the Medicaid expansion. Mm. With that, along with Medicare, $200 billion more than it was costing before the pandemic. So, yes, we can do it. Whether or not we will do it remains to be seen. I'm committed to doing so. I believe there's going to be a significant number of Republicans who are committed to doing so. The question is, we've got to make sure that Republicans can't pass things with 218 that aren't the right kind of things for the American people.
Well, and as you said, I mean, it's going to happen, you know, one way or another. I'd like it to happen in a way where we don't wind up collapsing and having a despot take over,
right.
You know, and say, I'll make everything better, like Vladimir Putin did in Russia. Bob, I really appreciate your visit with us, and have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you, you know, around as we get into the summer. I know we're just starting to get into September. Gosh, I can't believe we start voting in like a month and a couple of days.
Yeah.
So do you still need folks to volunteer for your campaign, or do you just want to encourage folks to become poll watchers and get with their election officials?
Yeah, we need all the help we can get. Go to bobgoodforcongress.com. You can volunteer to for our campaign, whether it's knocking doors, making phone calls, working the polls on election day. If you contribute to the campaign, go to bobgoodforcongress.com and sign up.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Spend the dog days of summer with us. Just don't leave us in the car. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.